Over 50 years, King Solomon Burke has been performing his distinctive rock and soul. A pioneer of rhythm and blues, he's crossed the barriers of soul and country and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His 2008 CD release is titled Like a Fire. Through the miracle of the telephone from his home in Los Angeles, he spoke about his new album, his message, and his long career in music. One of the brightest songs on Solomon's new CD is the title track, Like a Fire, which was written by Eric Clapton. How did he come into this project?
Oh, many years back, we met on a couple of shows, and then we have some mutual friends in England, you know, and we've gotten together, recorded in England, and just done a lot of good things together, and he came up with this song for us.
Why can't I be like a fire? Burning in my soul, your desire, the yearning to be whole.
I was just thrilled, and then he sent me another song. So this, he says, there's a lot I can say about this, but I think between you and I, we can say it together. I'm going to do the music, I'm going to send you the idea, you finish it. It's called I Thank You. It's a simple song, but it says an awful lot from our hearts of the life and times that we've both shared in different directions, different avenues, but connecting with the mind and the soul and the heart and spirit together. As I thank you for all the things you do.
I thank you. You turned my life around. Without you, true love never could be found. You see, all my life I've been lonely, sad and blue. I thank you for all the things you do.
You had a chance on this album to play with some old friends and some new friends.
We're playing with great guys. Oh my God, you know, there's Ken Moe who's on this, and Steve Jordan who produces the album, Jesse Harris. But if you got a chance to listen to a song called A Minute to Rest and a Second to Pray by Ben Harper.
I was just about to ask you about that song.
I love
that song.
Oh, my God. What a song. What a message.
How was it working with Ben Harper?
It was incredible. Loved him. His personality was incredible. He finished the song right in the studio with me. And that's how close the song was. That's how tight it was. That's how dynamic it was.
Did you know how good it was after you recorded it? I mean, did you say? No,
I knew the message was there, and I understand the relationship of the world's situation around the world today, that how important this song is to so many people. And when we look around and see the lives that are lost, the people that are hurt, the people that are being misused and abused, cancer and AIDS and hunger and starvation and war, we only have a minute to rest and a second to pray. I wish some kind of way that somebody would bring it home and bring it together and change it. It's up to us to make that change.
Though my heart is heavy with grief, my faith is strong. It brings me relief. Sometimes my dreams are closer. Sometimes my dreams are so far away. You got a minute to rest, second pray.
What I'm doing now is asking people to go on our website and to invent their own videos from these songs.
Really?
You'd be surprised what happens. I mean, if you look on YouTube and MySpace and you see all the different videos that the fans are creating from the songs. It's incredible. When you check out the songs and messages in this album, it kind of sets you on a road of saying, what am I doing with myself? Am I paying attention to what's around me, what's going on? Or am I just sitting here being depressed, talking about the prices of oil are too high? You know, am I paying attention to how I can save my home or help my neighbor save their home? Or can I make a difference? Can I get some understanding?
Understanding. That's what I asked of you.
It's burning in our hearts. We know what we feel. We know what we want to say. We know what we need to do. We're just not doing it. It's a desire. You know, it's a need. It's frustration. It's a situation that needs to be explained. It needs to be brought forth. It's time to change. I have to do songs and albums that have a message. That's my job. I'm a messenger. I'm a traveler. You know, I have to move. I have to keep moving. I have to keep going on this road, this journey that I'm on. I've been on it since 1954, and I can't look back. I have so many friends that I made commitments to, like Otis Redding and Joe Tex and Wilson Pickett and James Brown and, you know, the Don Covays and people. I have to keep pressing my way as long as I can. You know, and this is a secret to share what I can with the young people today, my friends, my fans, those who know me, those who don't know me. But they keep pressing and saying, everybody needs somebody. Don't give up on me. You can make it if you try.
Exactly.
You know?
Important messages.
Yes.
Solomon, I read that you had 22 kids and what?
No, I have 21 children.
21 children and 80.
You know about the other one? You know about the secret of them? Don't talk about it.
Maybe there's one out there. I don't know. But
there's another one out there. Call me. Call Daddy.
Oh, no. But 89 grandkids? Is that
89,
right?
89. And my daughter is expecting, Elizabeth is expecting a little baby girl
in
February. So it's going to be 90 grandchildren, the Lord's will.
I got to ask you, what are family reunions like?
We haven't. You know, I'm smart enough not to have one yet. Because I'll have to pay the bill.
Oh, my.
So until I get a sponsor, mm-hmm, I just have little family reunions. You know, I go to the different areas, North Carolina, Virginia, California, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm here in California, so when all of them decide to come to Disneyland,
yeah,
they can come see Papa. You know, and we have Christmas every day. Birthdays is every week.
I bet.
Every week.
Oh, my.
You know, and what a blessing.
Yes, it is a blessing.
It keeps me young. It keeps me exciting. It keeps me on the move. And it keeps me not saying never, ever give up.
Exactly. Now, that leads me to my next thing. You won a Grammy for Don't Give Up On Me, a CD you released a while back, 2002. I want to ask you how it felt to get that Grammy.
Took 40 years to get it. And very grateful, very blessed. And if I never get another one, that was the right one to get it for. It's a message of healing. We have sent out over 60,000 of those T-shirts that says, Don't Give Up On Me, to people all over the world.
Well, you're a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, I am.
What do you think of when you hear somebody refer to you as a living legend?
I keep telling them to send that message to my bank. They haven't notified me yet of any change.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you've had a chance to perform with so many great artists over your career. Is there any artist that you maybe from the past that you never got a chance to perform with that you would have loved to perform with?
I was blessed a year ago. My dream came true when I performed with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
And to complete that dream now, if we could do an album together,
oh, man,
to me would be an awesome thing.
You know, Aretha is one of those artists. There's a lot of soul artists now that have had a resurgence and have been.
Yeah.
And she really needs to be, she needs a new album out, you know?
Wouldn't it be incredible, just her and I?
Oh.
You know, and, you know, we could do it in her house with just a piano.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how cool it could be.
That would be really cool.
You know, we wouldn't have to have a big orchestra or nothing like that. Just the soulful moments of Aretha and Solomon.
Solomon, you got to make that happen.
I need your help. You send the word out from your lips to God's ears.
Exactly.
Boom, Aretha's got it.
That's what we want. Solomon Burke, Aretha Franklin, alone with piano. That sounds
beautiful.
I think
it would be a special moment in time.
You have the distinction, and not many people can say this, but you performed in front of two different popes.
Yes, yes, several times.
How was that
experience? Holy Father.
Yes.
Incredible. You know, we represented in 2000. We were honored. My family was honored to represent America in the family jubilee, which was such a big deal for me and still is, to know that out of all the people in the world, when they came to me and said, you know, you've been elected by the Vatican, you know, to represent the families of America. I was like, what? What about the Jacksons? What about
yeah.
the Osmonds? You know, come on, man. You know how many families? You know, and I had to get together a few family members and everything, and I'll never forget the one thing he said, you have to do the two songs I want you to do, and you can't have a drummer.
Oh.
No drums in the Vatican. I said, mm-hmm. No drums, okay. Very special time, my friend. Very special time.
And then
to come back and do the first Christmas for the new Pope at the Vatican, that was just a wonderful thing.
Well, you must have done it right. You know, the first time you must have done it right, they'll ask you back, you know.
You better believe it.
So I take it you're a glasses half full kind of person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I don't believe in half empty.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, I always try to keep my car more than half full. When you find the right price, fill up.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Have you spent any time in the bluegrass?
Kentucky is a very special place for me.
Really? Why so?
Many, many years ago, back in the 50s, I came to Kentucky to play a nightclub and took seriously ill. Passed out in a garage where I was asked for some directions.
Oh, my goodness.
Became so ill that I was blind for 62 days.
Oh, my.
And the gentleman who owned the garage took me in to his home, along with myself and my wife and my aunt, and gave me his home for that period of time. And the Lord blessed me and healed me from double pneumonia, triple pneumonia, whatever I had.
Wow.
And I played the little nightclub there and was healed. And the people, the kindness of the people in Kentucky, I'll never forget.
Well,
I couldn't give this man a dime. He wouldn't take a dime. He just said, would you bless my family? And I'll never forget that as long as I live. And every time I played Kentucky, it's always been the warmth and the tenderness of the people. It's a bluegrass, I think it is, that spears the soul of the people's minds, heart, and body. And there's something about the hay.
Yeah.
Says yes.
It's in the soil. When you look back on your career, what makes you most happy?
Being able to speak to someone like you today, in these days and times, and talk about yesterday and tomorrow, and to encourage someone out there who's still waiting on that chance and that opportunity, and to say to them, you can make it if you try. Don't give up on you. Have greater dreams and higher dreams. Believe in yourself. Make it happen. Find that God inside of you and activate it and make it work for you and turn life around.
Well, it has been my pleasure, Solomon Burke. Thank you
so
much.
It's been fun. Thank you for having the time and taking the patience with me.
Thank you, Solomon. And you
have a blessed week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
The Tonic theme was written and produced by Melanie Johnson.